With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. On today's program, we mark the octave of Easter, or the first 8 days of Eastertide. We'll celebrate by hearing great sacred music by a wide variety of composers, including Melchior Vulpius, William Harris, Dan Locklear, George Frederick Handel, and others. To start things off, we'll hear organ music of French composer Jeanne Demessieu. Her chorale prelude on the tune O Filii et Filiae, O Sons and Daughters, Let Us Sing. It's a hymn that has its roots in the 15th century and has been especially popular in France ever since. Stephen Tharp plays the organ of St. Martin's Church in Dudelange. The chorale prelude on O Filii et Filiae by Jeanne de Monsieur was performed by Stephen Tharp at St. Martin's Church in Dudelange, Luxembourg. Richard Webster has arranged the expansive and triumphant hymn Hail Thee Festival Day in our next selection. Ralph Vaughan Williams composed the tune for this hymn and actually provided two different tunes for the verses used in alternation, which provides welcome variety in this multi-stanza hymn. It's all crowned by a sturdy refrain. Richard Webster leads musicians from the parish of St. Luke in Evanston.
Thank you.
Hail the Festival Day, with tune by Ray Vaughan Williams and arranged by Richard Webster, was performed by musicians from the parish of St. Luke in Evanston. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The double choir motet, Christ Now is Risen, by 16th century German composer Melchior Vulpius, makes a stirring introit to the Easter services at Rochester Cathedral in Kent, England. It's sung antiphonally by boy and girl choristers from either end of the nave, along with the lay vicars. Scott Farrell leads the choir of Rochester Cathedral. Scott Farrell led the choir of Rochester Cathedral in the motet Christ Now is Risen by Melchior Vulpius. William H. Harris has provided a grand setting of a hymn text by Edmund Spenser, Most Glorious Lord of Life. John Scott directs the choir of St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York. Most Glorious Lord of Life, with text by Edmund Spencer and music by William H. Harris. It was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys from New York. John Scott directed. Festive music by American composer Dan Locklear is next, as we listen to his brilliant setting of the Gloria, also known as the Greater Doxology. Though originally composed as a setting to highlight the angel's announcement of the birth of Jesus, its celebratory and ebullient nature also seem appropriate for the season of Eastertide. The piece, which combines a mixed choir with brass octet and percussion, was commissioned in 1998 by the Choral Arts Society of Portland, Maine, and premiered by them the following year. We'll listen to a performance by the Winchester College Chapel Choir and the Portsmouth Grammar School Chamber Choir, all directed by Malcolm Archer. Music of Dan Locklear on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gloria, an extended work by Dan Locklear, was performed by the Winchester College Chapel Choir and the Portsmouth Grammar School Chamber Choir, all directed by Malcolm Archer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The 16th century chorale tune, Christ lag in Todesbanden, Christ Jesus lay in death strong bands, is derived from the Gregorian Easter sequence, Victime Paschali Laudis. 17th century German organist and composer Georg Böhm, who was among the generation of composers just prior to Johann Sebastian Bach, wrote two settings of this tune for organ. We'll hear the first of these, which is full of imitative writing spread among the three keyboards of the instrument. Bernard Fokrul plays the organ of St. Lawrence Church in Alkmaar. Thank you. Organist Bernard Foucroul played Christlag in Todesbanden by Georg Böhm on the organ of St. Lawrence Church in Alkmaar. Coming up, we'll listen to two very different settings of the Easter text, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. The first is a hymn setting by Henry Gauntlett, with Robert Campbell's translation of an 11th century text attributed to St. Fulbert of Chartres. Malcolm Archer leads the Wells Cathedral Choir. The hymn Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem, with tune by Henry Gauntlett, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral led by Malcolm Archer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Richard Shepard chose to set the same text by St. Fulbert in his anthem, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem, but in quite a different way. The piece begins somewhat mysteriously with trumpet and organ intoning the chant melody Victime Paschali. A subdued entry by the choir ultimately leads to a rhythmic and vibrant mood set by organ and trumpet. Mr. Shepard served as an alto in the Salisbury Cathedral Choir for over 15 years, ending in 1985 when he was appointed headmaster at the Minster School at York. This piece was commissioned in 1985 just at the close of his tenure at Salisbury and was premiered at the Southern Cathedrals Festival that year. We'll hear it performed by the boy choristers and lay vicars of Salisbury Cathedral, directed by Richard Seal. David Halls plays the organ with trumpeter Martin Ings. Richard Seale led the choir of Salisbury Cathedral in an anthem setting of Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem by former lay vicar Richard Shepherd. David Halls played the organ, and the trumpeter was Martin Ings. The closing two choruses of Messiah by George Frideric Handel provide a fitting and climactic close to that venerable work, setting a powerful text from the Book of Revelation and concluding with a commanding Amen. John Scott leads the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, along with Concert Royal, in this performance of Worthy is the Lamb and Amen.
Thank you.
The final two choruses from Handel's Messiah from a live performance by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys and Concert Royal, all under the direction of John Scott. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the octave of Easter. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be powerful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.